Here in the United States, our cattle are dealing with the potential threat of bird flu. Many members of the corporate media are pushing this. And so we're a little hesitant because, well, we never know what they're going to do. They like to cause panic, but you should be informed. Now, we're sending samples of these diseased cows to the UK. It's kind of interesting in itself, I thought. It looks like, according to this report, we're shipping a small amount of liquid with three tubes with a dry layer of ice to the UK so they could conduct testing. Because, like I mentioned, we're the only country dealing with this right now. It's very, very interesting. But we are, since March, we've been dealing with this potential threat of bird flu. Now, here in the US, of course, we have our FDA and USDA who are claiming to be heavily investing in making sure that these issues do not go into the milk that you consume. And so they have invested over $100 million recently to ensuring just that. The FDA just recently announced that they have put forward another $8 million to commercial milk supply to make sure that it is safe and secure. So it's very, very interesting, of course, but should we really be threatened? I don't know. There's another report that did come out too that I should also add, that some of 70 people in Colorado are being monitored currently due to the exposure to the bird flu. And joining us now is my cattle expert, of course, JD Rucker. JD, thank you for joining us. Look, whenever I see the corporate media gathering around a headline and trying to pin anything, whether it's the flu or another illness, I do get a little concerned. I'm a little hesitant. As a cattle farmer, what are you concerned about the most about this? Or are you concerned at all?
Monitoring without expecting much is the best way to put it. Look, whenever government or media, you know, used to be fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Now it's fool me once. Well, you'll definitely fool me more than once because you're going to try to do it every single day. In which case, whatever they say, the corporate media or government, I generally do the opposite. But, you know, you never know. Maybe they're going to get one right. And so you got to monitor it, right? I'm not against caution. With that said, I'm also not against fear mongering, which seems to be what we're experiencing here. When you have a disease that hasn't killed anybody yet, hasn't even manifested in anything serious, they have to go hunt it down. Certainly sounds like COVID, and considering we're in an election year, it might be even lighter. But here's the thing. Now you got CDC directors or former CDC directors saying this could be the next huge pandemic. This could be worse than COVID. This could be like the bubonic plague.
They would love that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, I guess in election year, what else could we expect? They already made everybody cynical once. Maybe they're going to try to double down this time. Again, I don't want to go out there and be the guy that says, oh, there's definitively no risk at all, folks. It's not like that. Monitor. Be smart, you know. If things happen, great. If they don't happen, much better. So, fear-mongering. Move.
Yeah. I'm always skeptical. That's just how I am at this point. I think they've betrayed my trust as a whole. And so I see these headlines and I'm like, I don't know what to think about this. I don't know what to think about it. I mean, as a farmer, somebody whose business obviously strongly relies on healthy cattle, are there any type of precautions that you guys are making locally? Or is there really just no concern? Because you said that you're, you know, approaching this with caution, but what kind of measures are you guys taking individually to make sure that doesn't happen on your farm?
Standard safety stuff. Yeah, it's standard safety stuff. Look, we have multiple ranchers that we work directly with. We've asked them what they're doing, and they're like, we didn't have to change anything because we picked good ranchers to begin with. The only real major change at this point is that they have to have the cattle tested if they're going to ship them out of state, which they do not. So our cattle, they're born in Texas, raised in Texas, they die in Texas, and they're only shipped out when they're in bags. So it's probably a pretty gruesome way to put it, but you know what I mean. We don't actually have to change business at all because, again, we're talking about a disease, an alleged disease at this point, disease that that may or may not affect cattle. But either way, we know that so far there's nothing to fear. So we're proceeding as business as usual with the, you know, we're watching, just making sure. You never know. Maybe they got one right.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. We appreciate that, of course, and the high quality of products you produce, because that's important. You're in a very interesting market right now where people aren't always getting the best quality meats these days, especially when they're, you know, dry freeze. But you guys have top-notch products. I personally love them, and I brag about this all the time to my friends. I actually show it off here at my house. I joke all the time and say it's the new Bitcoin at this point. But I am preparing with your products just in case there is an issue one day where we aren't getting meat and we do need it, because I'm a big protein person. I eat steak every day. So let's talk a little bit about your website, briannameat.com, and the products you guys provide.
Absolutely. So yeah, briannameat.com, as you said, we specialize in long-term storage beef, 25-year shelf life. You know, they say a minimum of 10 years, but if we go with USDA, they tell us it's 25 years. It's the one time where they're actually being more on our side than not. So somewhere between 10 and 25 years, but it's the good stuff. This is ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, sirloin. This is the kind of stuff that you really can't get anywhere else. And that's not hyperbole. You literally can't get it anywhere else. Not ribeye with 25-year shelf life. You can get beef crumbles. You can get beef chunks, but you can't get New York strip. Not for the long term. Not the type of New York strip that's going to be high quality, born and raised in Texas, all natural, and good until like 2049. So that makes us, I think, much better at briannameat.com. We do still have the special, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned, but we have the Brie 25. It still applies for until we run out of bags, not bags as in like cows, but until we run out of our old branded bags, we're going to continue. And unfortunately, right before we did the rebrand, we bought 10,000 of them. So we still have a ways to go. But once those run out, then we're going to discontinue the 25% discount. So.
Well, that's great. So now, right now, you guys, when you use the promo code BRIE25, they're going to offer this exclusive just for listening today. You're going to get 25% off plus, and this is the best part about it. You're going to get free shipping. But if you decide to go with the subscription service, which I highly recommend because I do that for myself, you guys can just get 35% off when you add the 10% off that you get in savings for the subscription, and then the 25% you get with our sale promo code. That's BRIE25. So it's a great, great offer that you're going to want to cash in on now, because again, those prices are extremely reasonable compared to those other brands on the market. Then you're also getting that 35% off when you subscribe. I'm telling you, it's a great deal. We talk about it on the show all the time. I am building my supply, and I think everyone should do so as well, because we all know they're getting closer and closer to trying to cut us off from beef products or create shortages. And so it's good to have a supply for a big beef eater like I am. So this is why it's so important. And the one thing too that I always brag about too about your products, JD, are they're not fatty. It's very, very lean meat. And that's really important for those who enjoy protein and need to consume protein every single day. So I highly recommend. It's easy. I mean, you don't even have to be a cook. You just boil a little bit of beef broth and then pour it all over the beef. And honestly, it rehydrates so quickly. It's very, very easy to do. So if you're at home right now thinking, that sounds like a project, it's not. It's very, very easy. Anyone could do it. Even my friends who can't cook, they could do it. I believe in them. JD, thank you for jumping on with us today. As always, it's a pleasure. We're going to remind our audience that sale is temporary. So head over right now to briannameat.com. Use that promo code that you're getting just for listening to this program. It's Brie25. That's Brie25. JD, thank you. We appreciate your time as always.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50%, and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.